You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Why couldn't we get along, long, long, long? Everything I do is wrong. Tell me what the reason. I'm not missing you. I'm not missing you. I'll make it you for this. You don't say kiss me again. Tell me what the reason. I'm not pleasing you. Pleasing you. If you must keep me in doubt, how will I know what to do? You can change me about. I'll do what you want me to. So I tried and I tried. Still I never satisfied, baby. What's the reason, baby, I'm not pleasing you? Whoa!
Sin, so let's begin. You'll never get the gate if your swinging is off today. When your one and only complains that she's lonely and blue, a rhythmical campaign can do more than champagne to see her through. Swing high, swing low, swing to and fro. Not fast, not slow. And if you think you can't swing high, swing low. Now swing!
Burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola again. I'm Andy Sr., and I am, despite my my current crusade against feckless insouciance, I have decided to just join the crowd and say, why not? So I'm putting my brain on summer vacation for this show, so don't expect any sense here. This is a seemingly random list of selections, and anyone seeking a moral here will likely find one in my subconscious. But we began with Slim Green. What's the reason? What's the reason I'm not pleasing you? It could be my attitude this week. 1935. And Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, Johnny Morris, with Swing High, Swing Low. 1937. And our theme, as always, Willard Robeson with the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up. And it's always there. I'm not going to wake up. I'm not going to get up till at least 10 o'clock if I can help it. There's no reason to, see. That's the thing. I can't stop shaving every day because I'm a creature of habit, but I'm letting some of my my conscientiousness take a holiday. Conscientiousness Takes a Holiday is the other subtitle of the show. And if you want to find this playlist, you may find it at Radiola Blog. Type Radiola into Google, or radiolablog.blogspot.com will work. There's a certain publication which that keeps posting my 404 error site, which occasionally works. So the radiolarhythm.com site is home of the intermittent 404 error. Try it if you will, but likely you will get the you'll get that little Google cartoon. We proceed here on Radiola with The Ambassadors, and this title reminds me of Yakov Smirnov, as in the Soviet Union, the roses bring you. Well, the roses brought me you, 1926.
Thank you. 'cause I don't care, I don't mind. Anywhere that she goes, you'll find ho ho, ha ha, me too. Up the hill, down the hill, she knows all about Jack and Jill. Ho ho, ha ha, me too. Got a ring and a horse and a horse and a ring, and we're ready to go. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, all the parson will know that I don't care, I don't mind. Anywhere that she goes, you'll find ho ho, ha ha, me too.
Monarch Dance Orchestra, Tom Stacks. It's obviously a Harry Risa group, and not a bad one, on Vocalion in 1926. I love you. Me too. I'm getting behind myself here, and I shouldn't. Me too, and me too is right. Me too. That's I'm joining the vast foggy herd of those who are fecklessly insouciant in this world, and not particularly attentive to either punctuality or keeping one's word, because I just have grown weary, that's all. Weary, weary, weary. Before that, Guy Lombardo, Royal Canadians, Carrie Jacobs Bond, Perennial, I Love You Truly. Nice work on there, particularly in the percussion section. Amazing stuff from 1928. Before that, The Ambassadors, led by Louis Katzman, The Roses Brought Me You. And they probably brought some earwigs as well. 1926. Yes, that's true. They're all over the house. But I don't care. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just basking in it. And I know it's true. What else can one do? And you have to take a breather once in a while. And I want to keep doing the show, but I just want to take a breather from intellectual effort for a while here, perhaps as necessary. Here's Chick Bullock and his Levy Loungers, and I have been corrected on this this group, because apparently I had stated, basing it upon Rust and whoever, that the trumpeter in here was Muggsy Spanier. It is not. It is Bob Efros, who is pretty good, but sounds a lot like Muggsy to me, and there's a Dorsey in there somewhere. I think it's Jimmy. I Can't Get Mississippi Off My Mind, 1931.
Mississippi off my mind. Good Lord, won't you show some pity? Good Lord, Show me Mississippi, good Lord, or else you're golden, because I can't last long and feel like this. I can't last long and feel like this. Shut my mouth, ain't it the South I miss? Trouble on my hands, knew I did wrong. Seeking other lands where I don't belong. No matter where I go, this heart just seems to know I can't get Mississippi off my mind. Tired are these eyes, long since they've seen purple tinted skies and patches of green. No matter where I go, this heart just seems to know I can't get Mississippi off my mind. As a child, I got a lot of happiness waving from a passing train. Never dreamt that all it meant was loneliness. Don't these tears of mine explain? Weary all the day, no peace or rest, traveling far away from those I love best. No matter where I go, this heart just seems to know I can't get Mississippi off my mind.
Troubles you, disappears like morning dew. Keep a song in your soul. Keep a song in your soul. Keep a song in your soul. Even though you miss the light, just keep things going right. Keep a song in your soul. When the dark clouds gather round and your castles tumble down, that's no time to wear a frown. Keep a song in your soul. If you'll only hear my story, you'll be introduced to glory. Hallelujah! If you keep this thought in view, anything that troubles you disappears like morning dew. Keep a song in your soul.
Mary Peggy, Betty Julie, rubias de New York, cabecitas adoradas que vienen del amor, dan envidia a las estrellas, yo no sé vivir sin ella. Mary Peggy, Betty Julie, de la bioserfía. como el cristal, la risa loca de Yuri. Es como el cantar de un manantial. Turba mi soñar el dulce hechizo de Peggy. Su mirada azul, hondo como el mar. Deliciosas criaturas perfumadas. Quiero el beso de su boquita pintada. Frágiles muñecas del olvido y del placer. Ríe su alegría como un cascabel. Rubio cóctel que emborracha, así es Mary. Tu melena que es de plata quiero para mí. Si el amor que me ofrecía solo dura un breve día, si en el fuego de una brasa tu pasión pegué. Como el cristal, la risa loca de Yuri. Es como el cantar de un manantial. Turba mi soñar el dulce hechizo de Peggy. Su mirada azul, hondo como el mar. Deliciosa criatura perfumada. Quiero el beso de su boquita pintada. Por aquí les muñecas del olvido y del placer. Ríe su alegría como un cascabel.
Carlos Gardel and I guess it was Tarek Tucci led that group. Probably recording in New York, I'm guessing, which is very convenient because the title, in fact, is Rubias de New York, or Blondes of New York, 1934. And why not? Carlos Gardel, there he is, right near the end there, but nice stuff, a foxtrot as opposed to a tango, but worth having, definitely. Before that, Grace Johnston recording with a Benny Goodman-led group, the group he led for the Melotone series of labels in about 1931. In fact, that was from 31. Keep a Song in Your Soul, and you must, of course. Before that, Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers. I can't get Mississippi off my mind. I'm trying to get a lot off my mind these days, and I'm using every chemical means possible to achieve that, legally, of course. None of your off-market stuff. But well, that's what's happening here. We're just trying to ooze through the summer as painlessly as possible, and that's okay. We're enjoying ourselves, and I'm keeping a song in my soul and other things. This is, of course, you Radiola. I'm Andy Senior with a lot on my mind. Some of it potable. The New Orleans Jazz Band, Honey, Don't You Shake Me Down, and that's something anybody could say in any relationship. 1924. Why not? Here it is. Thank you.
on a ring on the finger of your hand. Rare coin is for you. Suck a lip, pucker up when we dance to the music of the band. It's not the molly you've gained that collie that makes you famous throughout the land. I swear by stars above you, it's the red in your head knocking that much we go in.
The Harmonians, Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, Irving Kaufman, of course. Who else would it be? Wouldn't be anybody but Irving in there. Where'd You Get Those Eyes, 1926. And before that, a vocalion, Keystone Serenaders, under the direction of Ray McConnell, who also sang on that side, the Coed, Fair Coed, yes. No, we don't go after co-eds anymore. We go after their parents. That's fine. Yes, indeed. That's the age we are. You know, we're going up a generation, and we're happy with that too. It's not. That's fine. It's, you know, that's how we're doing it these days. Although we've settled in pretty well with one, and we intend to stay there for the next several decades. Before that, the New Orleans jazz band, Sidney Arredin-led group, and he, of course, contributed to Lazy River with Hoagy Carmichael. Honey, Don't You Shake Me Down. Sidney Arredin was the clarinetist on that side, and everybody else is nobody I've ever heard of, but they're all really good. It's a great little group on a Jazz Oracle CD, and that was recorded in 1924. This is Radiola, and we're sitting back on the front porch with a tall, cool one, and a gentle breeze is blowing through our sultry up there, just having a relaxing mental holiday from any sort of effort or any perhaps any thought at all. Here's a recording from 1911, Dolly Connolly, who was Mrs. Percy Wenrich, and Percy wrote this one. So he had a built-in song plugger. So how many people can say that? I've got feathers on my head, sort of in the rings on my finger school of Irish nationals going to distant isles to become potentates, but Dolly Connolly has done it here. I've got feathers on my head.
One tune, a rum tum tiddlum too. Still, if the wearied heard that tune, a rum tum tiddlum too. He sailed away to preach and pray in far off Timbuktu. The native land grew fond of man and made her queen to true. She liked one thing, an Irish king. So she wrote an ode back home, her love to bring. I've got feathers on my head, they are green and blue and red, and they call me Queen Gillihillihillihill. And I've got gems and jewels that jingle, if you love me and you're single, won't you come and hear me hum rum tiddle um tiddle. I've got feathers on my head, they are green and blue and red, and they call me Queen. And I've got gems and jewels that jingle. If you love me and you're a single, won't you come and hear me hum rum tiddle um tiddle. Well, that tune haunted her but still, a rum tum tiddle um tiddle. Till he wrote, I'm coming soon, rum tum tiddle um tiddle. So tom tom play, be brave and gay, remember don't give up, for Ireland was Ireland when England was a pup, and Timbuktu will be Irish too. When I'm king, I'll let you sing the whole night through. I've got feathers on my head, they are green and blue and red, and they call me Queen Gillihillihillihill. And I've got gems and jewels that jingle, if you love me and you're single, won't you come and hear me hum rum tiddle um tiddle. I've got feathers on my head, they are green and blue and red, and they call me Queen Gillihillihillihill. And I've got gems and jewels that jingle, if you love me and you're single, won't you come and hear me hum rum tiddle um tiddle.
Michael McCoy takes the greatest of joy in the songs of the days long ago. He hears Annie Rooney and nearly goes loony, the tone of it tickles him so. His daughter Mary sings like a canary the popular songs of the day. Poor Michael goes crazy and every few days he gets up enough courage to say, sure thou stand up and sing for your father an old time tune. Please stop the trash that you sing morning, night and noon. Oh, I'm sick of all these ditties about moon and spoon and June. So will you stand up
and sing for your father an old time tune. Mike has a phrase for recalling the days when a lyric was made to be sung. His daughter's delight is to run round at night hearing singers with only one lung. She has a voice, but the songs of her choice seem to be just the latest in jazz. She'll sulk and she'll pout when her dad bawls her out in a way that an Irishman has. She's my Annie, I'm her Joe. She's my sweetheart, I'm her beau. Soon we'll marry, never to part. Little Annie Rooney is my sweetheart. Stand up and sing for your father an old time tune. Lift up the trash that you sing morning, night and noon.
Oh, I'm sick
of all these ditties about moon and spoon and June. So will you stand up and sing for your father an old time tune?
Ozzie McPherson, Standing on the Corner Blues, 1926. That was Bernie Young was the cornetist on that, from the Bernie Young CD Every Saturday Night on Frog. And that's well recommended to you as well. It's all fairly acoustically recorded stuff, but worth your attention, and you should buy one, too. That's, I don't know how people are buying your music these days. I think they're just planting it right into their brains or something. But we still buy CDs in this house and shellac items. And we do buy, we buy records. I just bought some the other day from a suitably insouciant young person who sold me $30 worth of records for $30, which worked out just great. But I could tell he was disappointed that I paid them what they were worth. Yeah, people always want more money for something than they're going to get. Before that, and then, speaking of which, before that was a recording from that batch, Billy Jones on Pathé, one of the vertical sapphire cut jobs, Stand Up and Sing for Your Father, 1921. And, yes, so if you're standing on the corner, you're not singing for your father, which is something else. Beginning with 1911's recording of Dolly Connolly and I've Got Feathers on My Head, written by her husband, Percy Wenrich. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm so glad you're relaxing with me here. And, you know, coffee works, too. You can relax with a cup of coffee, and I'm going to do that as well. No, but grinding the beans is, you know, that's a certain amount of effort that I don't want to make. I'm just trying to see if somebody else will do that for me. We're going to proceed here on Radiola in our bathing in our own total lack of ambition. Dick Hyman, and I love this. Lovely place to spend the summer, too, by the way. Any place in the Adirondacks. This is from Adirondack Sketches by Eastwood Lane, who was a local lad from up near Central Square near Syracuse. The Legend of Lonesome Lake, and there are a lot of lonesome lakes up here, but they're not as lonesome as they used to be. So you got to get there early. This is recorded in 2001.